will lay down our swords and shields down by the riverside to study war.
Were you one of the 29 million people around the world that watched Prince Harry wed Meghan Markle in St. George's Chapel? Well, amidst all of the royal pageantry was the sermon spoken by the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, the most reverend Michael Curry. He preached of love and the good news of Christ's word for all to hear. It was beautiful.
If humanity ever captures the energy of love, it will be the second time in history that we have discovered fire. Dr. King was right. We must discover love, the redemptive power of love. And when we do that, we will make of this old world a new world.
Do you think he was nervous, wondering if 29 million people were more interested in seeing Meghan's wedding dress than they were in his sermon? Or was he convicted, knowing that 29 million people would hear about the love of God, knowing that faith comes by hearing? Well, I think it was the latter. But do you have that same conviction? I truly hope the theme of this guided audio meditation from Romans chapter 10 will help open your eyes to opportunities to share the love of God and for people to listen. So to begin your meditation, start to settle in wherever you are. If you're able, feel your feet on the floor, planted firmly. Feel your arms resting beside you, comfortably. Feel your eyes close slowly through a soft gaze. Just feel yourself be present and aware of this moment. As you do, listen now and join in this responsive prayer from Psalm chapter 39. Respond softly with, "Lord God, help me speak." I said, "I will guard my ways, that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle, so long as the wicked are in my presence." Respond softly with, "Lord God, help me speak." I was mute and silent. I held my peace to no avail, and my distress grew worse. Respond, "Lord God, help me speak." My heart became hot within me. As I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Respond, "Lord God, help me speak." And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. And respond, "Lord God, help me speak." So pause here now in continuing quiet reflection as God renews and transforms your mind, as the fire begins to burn within you to speak of love, to speak of the hope that is in you. Now let this continuing time of stillness move without effort into a time of present prayer. Prayers of courage as you face present darkness. Prayers of hope for the light of salvation that pierces the dark. And prayers of faith for those that hear. The Greek word pneuma is translated as both spirit and breath in the Bible. So continue in this time considering the breath of the Holy Spirit within you, breathing the very breath of God, breathing as you speak the truth of God's love. And if they weren't before, close your eyes now. Simply take note of your breathing, slow, deep belly breathing. Let your stomach expand and shrink back down with each peaceful breath. Inhale to a count of five if you can, and exhale to a count of five. It may take a few deep breaths, but feel yourself settle into that rhythm. Inhale slowly through your nose, then exhale through your mouth, thinking silently about God's provision, whispering silently as you breathe, "Lord God, help me speak." Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing. Breathe in the strength of the Holy Spirit and His courage for you to speak of God. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Just take note of Him everywhere around you. How are you aware of Him right now? What do you hear? How do you hear Him? Just scan your environment for a moment and listen. What seems loud? What seems barely audible? Well, listen closely. What sounds do you notice that remind you of Him? Your mind may wander, but when you realize it, try once again returning to the simple act of hearing Him around you. No judgment here or condemnation as your mind drifts. As it wanders from His presence, let that be your reminder to return to an awareness of His presence as you listen for Him now. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding reflection from different translations. Don't analyze too carefully for now. Just simply listen and hear a gift from the Holy Spirit. One from Romans chapter 10, verse 17, from the English Standard Version. So faith comes from hearing. That is, hearing the good news about Christ. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? How are you more present and aware of God from this passage? After pausing a bit longer, what still remains of this passage in your mind? Well, rest here, hearing the good news of Christ as you whisper it to yourself in quiet reflection. listen once again to a wider perspective from the Christian Standard Bible. As it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news, but not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, 'Lord, who has believed our message?' So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the message about Christ." What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words continue to transform you. Just let your mind drift through the imagery of the feet of those running towards the opportunities to share the gospel, running towards those wanting to hear the message, those waiting to hear. Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the message. Listen for words of God's courage for you to speak. But how can people call for help if they don't know who to trust? And how can they know who to trust if they haven't heard of the one who can be trusted? And how can they hear if nobody tells them? And how is anyone going to tell them unless someone is sent to do it? That's why Scripture exclaims, "A sight to take your breath away, grand processions of people telling all the good things of God." But not everyone is ready for this, ready to see and hear and act. The prophet Isaiah asks what we all ask at one time or another: "Does anyone care, God? Is anyone listening and believing a word of it?" The point is, before you trust, you have to listen. But unless Christ's word is preached, there's nothing to listen to. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, imagine being the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, the Most Reverend Michael Curry, on the morning of the royal wedding. As you begin your sermon, you aren't speaking to a crowd of 29 million. You're really speaking to the 600 in attendance. And actually, just the 200 family members sitting in the choir closest to the front of the chapel. And well, truthfully, you're really only speaking to two. Just Prince Harry and Meghan, who invited you to speak so that they could hear. In your imagination, watch their expression as you share the love of God. What do you see in their eyes? What do they see in yours?
When love is the way, we know that God is the source of us all. And we are brothers and sisters, children of God. My brothers and sisters, that's a new heaven, a new earth, a new world, a new human family. And let me tell you something. Old Solomon was right in the Old Testament. That's fire.
As you were present in your imagination, sharing a sermon at St. George's Chapel, discern God's presence and courage in your life now, here. What opportunities do you have to share the message of love, hope, and salvation? Consider that you are always preaching, but what words are you saying? And people are always listening, but what do they hear you say? What in your words do people hear of God? Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of courage to speak. And let that be your meditation, whether you're starting your day or preparing for sleep, that the Lord God helps you speak. Let me pray that you remember faith always comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ. So Lord God, open eyes for opportunities to see. Open hearts for the truth. And open mouths to speak. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you in speaking. May the Lord smile upon you and show you His favor and give you His peace as you speak. Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within you, to accomplish infinitely more than you can ask, think, dream, hope, or imagine. Amen. So today or in the days ahead, someone you encounter may ask, and you will have a moment to speak. They may ask of love, and you will have the opportunity to speak of God's. They may ask of hope, and through your words, they may hear of the hope they have in Christ. You asked yourself once, didn't you? Well, who spoke up on that day so that you could hear? So when you're ready, explore moments to speak so others hear and encounter God. If not you, then who? If not here, then where? And if not now, then when?